sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom eight we go, and a defensive change for the Chargers, Randy.
You bet. Regan Nelson coming out of the ball game. Brent Terrace in for Regan. And so Brent is going to go to left field. Austin Schoenberg will go over to right field. That is your defensive changes so far. We did see the pitcher, Jordan Welly. He did take his warm-up tosses in the bullpen. He's in the dugout ready to go if they need him.
You see that that error made by Regan Nelson last inning of Gordon Barton maybe choosing defense right now. As it's Anthony Reverman still on the mound, his first offering to Tanner Arsenal, missing for a ball. It's Arsenal, Brady Goble, and Nolan Reeder for the Martins in their bottom half of the eighth inning. Looking to push that tiebreaker across as the 1-0 pitch. That's low for a ball as well. Two in the dirt from Anthony.
1-1 game, Kirby, and I mean, now manager's got to look at it like, If somebody gets on like a Tanner Arsenal, do we make a change? And I think Gordy Barton might.
First two pitches were in the dirt. Third pitch that is in there for a strike, coming back right back to 2-1. As Reverman now going from the set with nobody on base, he got rid of his full windup where he has that little hesitation move. Mm-hmm. Now he comes inside for a ball, 3-1 to Tanner Arsenal. Tanner reached on an error twice and struck out. He's 0 for 3 on the day. Reverman's 3-1. That is hit on the ground towards first. Damer fields with a bare hand. Long flip to Reverman covering, and he missed the bag at first. They say that Reverman didn't get there. Arsenal safe at first base with the leadoff man on.
Oh, that was a nice flip by Damer, though. And Reverman just not timing his step correctly there. I think he stepped right over the bag, Kirby.
What are we going with for the scorebook? Got an error on the first base from there. Scoreboard says error.
Yep.
So an E. That's the fourth Charger error. And Brady Goble into the batter's box. Five spot in the Martin order. We'll watch his top hand. Brady stays put. Looks at a first pitch ball right there below the knees. Brady on the afternoon. Two flyouts to center and left. And a bounce out to third baseman Eric Schoenberg. 0 for 3 reads Goble's line. Arsenal at first. He's the go-ahead run for St. Martin. Reverman set. Short pause. One strike or 1-0 pitch is missing low as well. Now 2-0. He fell behind to Arsenal. He's now fallen behind to Goble. This is something that Anthony had not done the first five, six frames.
Right.
Attacking St. Martin early in the count. Conservative lead for Tanner. 2-0 pitch. That one is in there for a strike, moving our count to 2-1. Following Goble will be Nolan Reeder. 2-1 the count. Fun one to start our day of baseball here on KASM. As Reverman's 2-1 offering, Goble pops this one back and out of play. Brady, he's got that look in his eye that he wanted to do a little more with that pitch. 2-2 the count now. Carl Leeser still flashing signs on 2-2. Martins have stole a base off the Chargers today. Arsenal, not much of a lead over there. He stays put. 2-2 pitches up and in. Fills it up at 3-2. 3-2 the count to the Martin first baseman, Anthony Reverman, starting his eighth inning of work, allowing one run to the Stearns County League South playoff and regular season champions. That's good work as this pitch hit on the ground towards short. Jamie Terrace right between the wickets, trying to go quick to the bag to either flip to his brother or to step on the bag himself. It squirts by into center field. Tanner Arsenal takes the turn, and it's first and third Martins after two errors for Spring Hill here in the eighth inning.
Yeah, I think, Kirby, that was almost too well made of a double play ball. Jamie Terrace probably thinking to himself, I'm not going to even pitch it. I'm just going to take it myself. And he was that close to the bag at second and took his eye off the ball.
You have to have a plan. You know, that's what they teach you. What am I going to do if the ball hits me? But you got to field it, then step on the bag, then throw to first. Stepping on the bag and throwing to first means nothing if the ball's rolling in center field. So two errors gets things going for the Martins. We see a pinch runner now, Chaz Hennon, out of the dugout. He'll run for Brady Goble.
Yeah.
And Nolan Reeder went to have a chat with Carl Leeser. And if you see Carl over there, You're thinking the Who and Squeeze Box on the jukebox aren't you?
Everybody knows. I think I talked to Carl one day, too, and everybody knows Carl likes to put the squeeze on. It's just How are you going to stop it?
When and where?
When and where?
Infield exactly. Comes all the way in. First and third, nobody out. Reverman's first offering to Reeder, missing inside for a ball. 1-0. Arsenal at third. Chaz Hennin at first. He's being held on by Luke Damer. Reverman set. Arsenal bluffs a squeeze as that pitch comes in for a strike to even it up at 1-1. And I'd say, Randy, if you're going to do it, here's your spot. You saw him throw a strike. The tough part is hoping that you're going to get a good pitch to do it on.
Yeah.
He just came with a strike, 1-1 the count. 1-1 our score. Bottom of the eighth inning here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. Reverman set at the chin. He pauses. Arsenal stays put. That pitch missing outside, I think, a bit of a pitch out right there. Are they in my head right now?
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering that.
2-1. Eric Terrace not all the way in as he kind of creeps back a little bit. Reverman's 2-1 pitch. There goes the runner Hennin, and the Chargers will concede second base to Chaz. As that pitch missing inside, now 3-1, and that's a big base you just kind of gave away right there.
It really was. It really was. It took the force away, and now it's just forcing Spring Hill to get three outs. Totally different than what they'd be used to.
3-1 pitch. There's a safety squeeze, and a throw to first is in time. Boy, Reverman taking his time throwing to first. Tanner didn't go. Nolan put it on the ground, but it was right back to Anthony Reverman, who checked what he checked three times over there to see if Arsenal was going home, and then finally threw out the batter, Nolan Reeder.
Somebody missed something there, Kirby. Somebody missed a sign, because for Nolan to be bunting in that situation, either he or Tanner probably didn't get it down just right. So here you are. That was a big break for the Chargers to get an out in that way, holding those runners at second and third. And now you get after Nolan Reeder, Avery Schmitz. And Schmitz has had his day at the plate so far. He's had a good afternoon.
Avery 1-for-2 on the day, hit by a pitch in the second, singled in the fifth, and reached on that air on that mile-high pop-up in the seventh. He came across to score. Powwow from Spring Hill. Gordon Barton brought the entire infield in as well. As it's... Same story here. Second and third, one out. It's Carl going to run the sign again.
Avery's a good bunter. Really good bunter.
From the full windup will be Anthony Reverman as he comes home. First offering to Schmitz. Big swing and a miss right there from Avery. Trying to do it himself.
Well,
saying
he wanted that fly ball just like he hit last at bat.
That would have done the job. Comes up empty as Reverman got it by him. One away, second and third, infield way in for Spring Hill. As the one-strike pitch, a pitch out right there. That's the mind games, the game within the game. Second pitch is traditionally a squeeze pitch right there. Nate Terrace calls for the pitch out. Martins didn't bite. 1-1 the count. As from the windup, it's fouled at home, and Schmitz in a hole at 1-2. So Reverman staying tough in there, working ahead, Randy, after allowing the first two men to get on via the air.
Going right at these hitters. Ryan Messer on deck. He's got a couple hits on the day. I had thought maybe you walk Schmitz and
set up
the force.
Yeah.
No, they're going right after Avery.
Reverman ready. Is 1-2 to Avery Schmitz. That's up and away for a ball. Evens us up at 2-2. Tanner Arsenal at third base, reached on an air. Brady Goble at second base, reached on an air. One down. 1-1 our score. Bottom eight, first round Region 15C matchup. It's been a beaut. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Dropped out of the mitt by Nathan Terrace. He will tag Avery Schmitz out. And Anthony with two big outs right there. And everyone gets to exhale and play normal depth, Randy.
Wow. Huge strikeout by Anthony Reverman. And again, the Martins with that opportunity, if they wanted to squeeze that go-ahead run in, they had opportunities with the last two hitters, Kirby.
His third strikeout of the day, and none have been bigger. And now it's up to Ryan Messer as the first offering cut on and fouled at home plate. You nailed it, though, Randy. He is 2-for-3 on the day as Messer. Single in the second, bunted into that double play in the fifth. A great play by Rabbit Schanberg and a RBI single. Last inning in the seventh. Second and third, two down. Reverman trying to dance around the fire. as the one-strike pitch is tapped foul. There you go, Carl, right on the money, and flips it right to Reverman. Count now 0-2. Fell behind earlier. He had some strike zone issues in the seventh, but since those first two batters here in the eighth, a little bulldog in Reverman all of a sudden.
Absolutely. He's going at these hitters like from the windup now, too. He wants to take care of Ryan Messer.
Taking his time getting on the mound. What's he coming with here on 0-2? Righty ready. His 0-2 offering. The pitch tapped into center field. Owen Meyer is there. He'll make the catch. And Anthony Reverman gets out of Dodge. Scott free. Second and third, nobody out. And he got out of it for the Martins. No runs on no hits. Two Charger errors. Two huge runners left on base again for St. Martin. They've left two on in the sixth, seventh, and eighth. First eight have been fun. Let's see what the ninth brings in a minute. 1-1 our score right here on KASM.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Paintsville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 seed tournament from Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
For the ninth, meat of the order for Spring Hill, looking to build off some momentum, and it starts with a pretty big bullet. 2-for-3 on the day is Jamie Terrace as he's into the batter's box. First offering from Scott Leeser. This pitch is skied into left center field. Plenty of room to get under it for Zach Moritz. He'll make the catch for a big out number one, retiring Terrace, who's been tough his last two times up, Randy.
And the at-bats continue for the Chargers going after that first pitch, Kirby. I mean, Scott Leeser's pitch count has to be incredibly low here in the ninth inning. He threw a few pitches in that first inning, but after that, there's been a lot of first pitch hits.
Brings Anthony Reverman, the designated hitter slash pitcher, to the plate as he smacks one foul down the third base line. So Terrace had that single in the fourth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 retired. Then he doubled and singled. Then we had that throw out at home of Jamie as the one-strike pitch is fouled at home by Reverman. So from that throw out at the plate, 1-2, a single, 3, 4, 5. So he's basically retired like 20 of his last 22, has Leeser, Randy. He's pretty dialed in right now. Two-strike pitch to Reverman, waved at, and he does actually, get a piece of it, just chunking it up the third baseline foul as the count remains at 0-2. It'll be Reverman. Then Brent Terrace in the on-deck circle for Spring Hill. Trying to break the tie. 1-1 into the ninth.
Farming in Luxembourg, they're waiting patiently down each sideline.
As Leeser's 0-2 offering to Reverman in there. Strike three as he burns the knees for a strikeout for out number two and punch out number 11 for Scotty Leeser. So two quick ones. That'll bring Brent Terrace to the plate. Terrace checks in as Leeser's first offering to Terrace. First time Brent's batted today. And welcome to the game, Brent. Here's a fastball right on the outside corner. Have fun, buddy. As Leeser right back, a one pitch that is fouled into the netting. And Terrace in a hole at 0-2. For the Martins in the ninth, 9-1-2. Schlung and Leeser Moritz. As Leeser right back, 0-2 pitch, up and away. Moves our count to 1-2. And Leeser, did he fall off the mound a little awkwardly there, Randy? Or
yeah, that's haven't seen that from Scott today. If he's just frustrated, maybe where that pitch ended up, that Brian Schlungen didn't throw the ball back. He went out and talked to him and handed him the baseball.
Brian's back behind the plate. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Terrace swings and misses, but it gets to the backstop. Schlungen's throw, not in time, and a man on via the strikeout for Brent Terrace.
That's a case in point, Kirby, where that pitch was so good,
nasty,
but it was so far outside, Brian Schlungen couldn't get to it.
Nasty pitch right there as we get a pinch runner, Dylan Gertken, out of the Charger dugout. Gertken's going to run here for Brent Terrace. Leaser, so, Carl Leaser having a word with the umpire, and now the plate umpire, Mr. Lucas Pohlmeier, going to talk with Todd Norman, and that was a quick convo. Whatever the Martins beef was, base ump and plate ump had nothing to do with it. Well, good hustle, Dad. Get out there and be a good bat boy. Kurt Hemish flipping the ball to the plate umpire. So the inning extends, Randy, and it'll be Eric Schoenberg to the plates, working on an 0-for-3. Is that going to be enough?
Yeah, is it going to be enough? You have the potential go-ahead run on at first, and now Scott Leisure is going to let him know, hey, I'm on the mound here. I'm in charge. Don't get a big lead. Otherwise, I'm going to throw you out.
I'll pick you off. Better shorten up. As Leisure set, right-hander comes home. First offering to Schoenberg. That's lifted into left field. So it's one extra pitch for Leisure as Moritz catches it cap high to retire Schoenberg for out number three. That does it for Spring Hill in their ninth. No runs, no hits. No Martin Ayers. One runner left on base. 8.5. Last wraps for St. Martin. Looking to walk it off here at Cold Spring Baseball Park. 1-1 our score after 8.5. We're back with the bottom of the ninth in a minute.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers striving for convenience. You can find Pep's Pork products in a variety of places throughout the state. They deliver products to over 25 local stores in central Minnesota and, of course, offer their meats at their on-farm meat locker in rural Spring Hill.
We welcome you back to the Cold Spring Baseball Park, and bottom nine we go, Randy, as it is a tie ball game, and it's been a dandy. We get a nice start to our weekend last night. Fun game, compelling game, and more of the same today.
More of the same today, Kirby. We've had plays in the infield, and nice throws from the outfield, the plays at home plate. Yeah, it's been good. And we've seen some great pitching, a 1-1 game.
We have, and one of those guys who's thrown up as many zeros as Scott Leisure has, you know, one less right now going into the bottom of the ninth, it's Anthony Reverman. He's been brilliant today. Matthew Schlungen, first pitch, looking at a ball right there. Matthew Schlungen, Kyle Leisure, Zach Moritz due up for San Martí here in the ninth as looking to stay on the top half of the bracket between these two heavyweights. As the 1-0 pitch to Schlungen, that is inside. No, excuse me, that's in there for a ball or for a strike, and it evens our count up at 1-1. We saw Jordan Welly warm up a few innings ago. As the 1-1 pitch to Schlungen, that's hit in the air to center field. Right on it is Owen Meyer. Takes a couple steps back. He'll make the catch for out number one. Defensive changes again for Spring Hill, as we saw that pinch runner Gertken for Brent Terrace. Re-entering is Regan Nelson. He's back in right, moving Austin Schoenberg back to left. Lineup flips over as it'll be Kyle Leisure. Leisure steps into the batter's box, 0-for-4 on the day. Fly out, ground out, fly out for KP. First offering from Reverman. That pitch is in there with the off-speed for a strike.
Boy, that was a nice pitch. Nice pitch by Reverman.
Staying ahead with that hook, Randy. He's been, I mean, he had a little bit of strike zone issues in the middle innings, but since then, back at it as this one strike pitch is missing inside. moves us to 1-1. They got their $7 worth to start the day.
They did. Yes, they did.
1-1 the count. Moritz ready. Is 1-1 to Leaser. That is missing down. Now 2-1. Two and one the count in a 1-1 game. One down, bottom nine. 2-1 pitch. That's down and in. Now 3-1. Don't want to be too cute here on 3-1 to this guy, Randy.
Not at all. Kyle can run the bases. You got to make the plays in the outfield, infield on him.
3-1 pitch down and away as Reverman will walk Kyle Leaser. So Leaser aboard, and out of the dugout comes Gordon Barton. Randy has a it's an interesting spot. So you're absolutely putting someone in some hot water if you make a change here.
Well, exactly. You got to hope they're on their A game, right? Because, you know, Reverman out there, he's fought the battle the whole day already. He's battled in and out of different situations. And you bring a guy off the bench, it's like, does he have his A game or not?
Welcome to the
party. You know what Anthony Reverman has, right?
And would you think that I have a lot of respect for the guy standing on first base. You think that maybe pitching around Leaser there with no one on, one out, you got him four times, maybe take that. And, I mean, you would never, ever want to put the winning run on, but you didn't want to give him anything too good?
I know. You probably didn't. I think the Martins are going to do something with Kyle here if it's a straight steal or a hit and run. I think the Martins are going to try to get him to second base anyway, anyhow.
Moritz hits a little cue shot in the infield. Terrace fields? No, he doesn't field. Unable to get it in his glove. He had to be quick, Randy.
Yeah.
But he, again, didn't do step one before he got to step two. And now the winning run moves 90 feet closer with one out. And Brian Schlungen to the plate. Sixth error on Spring Hill.
Yeah, and you look at that six errors on the defense by the Chargers, and you'd say, how in the heck are they still in the ball game yet? That's kudos to the pitcher on the mound there that he's been able to work through those.
Yeah, the guy's got 25 outs with six errors. As the first offering to Schlungen, that's in there for a strike to, or excuse me, missing for a ball to Brian. As Brian on the day, bounce out to short, fly out to first, fly out to center, fly out to left. He's looking at an 0 for 4. Great speed on the pads for St. Martin. Double play depth for the Terrace family up the middle. As Reverman set, 1-0 pitch. That is inside as well. Now 2-0. Talked last night about good times to hit. 2-0 with the winning run at second base. This is how you draw it up if you're Brian Schlungen.
Absolutely. This is who you want up if you're Martins.
This is where Reverman's been tough, though. Anthony's 2-0 pitch. That's hit in the air. Deep left field. Schoenberg going back in front of the track. He has a play. He'll make the catch. Leaser's going to tag. The throw in is cut off by Terrace, so Kyle tags up on the sack fly by Brian Schlungen, and there's two away, and the batter will be Tanner Arsenal.
Mistake by Zach Moritz not to follow Kyle Leaser's lead there, because now you leave it open for a force at second base. Yeah, good move by Kyle Leaser, because we've seen the pass balls here in the ballgame already. You score on something like that, possibly.
Could be huge. As first and third, two down now. Tanner Arsenal to the plate. First offering to Arsenal. That will miss inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Moritz at first. Leaser's the winner over at third. Reverman's 1-0 pitch. That's hit in the air to right center field. Over is Nelson. He won't get it, and it's a walk-off winner. Two big cleats on home plate for Kyle Leaser. Tanner Arsenal walks it off. And St. Martin with a 2-1 opening round victory over Spring Hill.
Wow. Tanner Arsenal off the bat just puts it in play. That's what we've been saying all day. When you're at the plate, you got to put it in play, and good things happen often times when you do that, and he did exactly that.
For the Martins in the ninth, they score the game winner, scoring one run on one hit, another Spring Hill error. And two runners left on base. 2-1, the final score. St. Martin advances to play this evening at 7:30 against the winner of Farming and Luxembourg. What a ball game, Randy. Oh. We'll wrap it up with the Chasm postgame show coming up right here on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good.
This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor. There's one near you.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Press box. We retreated to a doozy for an hour and 58 minutes in game one of our quadruple header, Randy, as it was a 2-1 walk-off victory for St. Martin over Spring Hill. Tanner Arsenal, the newly crowned hero of the borough of St. Martin.
Tanner, clutching up. You put him in a cleanup spot for a reason because you know the guy makes contact. I mean, he reached base 4 times today. On 3 errors, he was on base today. And coming up with the clutch walk-off single to win this one for the Martins today.
Line scores here, 2 runs, 7 hits, airless ball for St. Martin, 12 runners left on base, 1 run, 5 hits, 6 errors for Spring Hill. They left 5 runners on base. Winning pitcher Scott Leeser goes the distance, gives up 1 run to the leadoff man in the first. It was an earned run. He ends up striking out 12. He, I don't believe, had any more walks other than that?
No,
Eric
just
Harris
that first walk
of
the game.
Allowed 5 hits. That's, you know, cookie cutter Scott Leeser right there. Complete game, 1 run and 12. What do you end up with? 12 Ks.
12 strikeouts. Yeah.
Impressive starting for Scott. The tough luck loss goes to Anthony Reverman because that young man was very good today. He goes he goes the distance, giving up 2 runs, neither of which were earned. So he, you know, got the 0 ERA on the tournament. And he ends up giving up 7 hits. He struck out 2, did have a couple walks, but very impressive outing for Anthony Reverman this morning.
Kudos to both starting pitchers today. And yeah, exactly. This was a great game, 2-1. Anytime a game ends up like this, you hate to see somebody lose, but at the end of the day, we need to see somebody lose so we can move on.
2 hits on the day for Jamie Terrace. He goes 2-for-4. Nice afternoon for Jamie. He gets 2 of his team's 5 hits. It was a single for Owen Meyer and a single for, I'm missing one here. But so the Chargers, tough guy to hit off of. Meyer got that single. You get the 2 hits for Terrace. Anthony Reverman with a single as well. For St. Martin,
Kyle Leeser scoring that game-winning run. He reached on a walk. He was 0 for 4 with that walk and run scored. It was the RBI single for Tanner Arsenal. We had a hit for Avery Schmitz. We had a hit for Ryan Messer. Two hits for Ryan Messer. So, yeah, kind of spread it out a little bit. Battle of the Bat Rack. Each team had some good starting pitching. Randy, it's time to name our KASM coveted ball cap winner of the day. I'll leave it to you because you got some options here. You could go Scott Leeser. You could go Tanner Arsenal. Nice game for Ryan Messer with two hits. I think I know who I'd go with.
I picked last night, Kirby. I'm going to let you pick it.
You got it. The recipient of the hat will belong to Scott Leeser. Complete game. Gives up the one run. Strikes out 12. He scattered five hits. Pitched his team into the state tournament qualifying game later this evening. So Scott Leeser will get the chasm cap. And he'll be on Twitter when Randy Rothstein hands it to him in about 5 minutes. And he'll tweet out that picture, won't you?
I certainly will.
First one was fun, and it was brought to you. This broadcast doesn't happen without our great sponsors, Westside Liquor of Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, IPM Wade Park, Stony Creek Dairy, Liberty Electric, John Dalton Century 21st Realty. You have Ecker Feed Service New Munich, Dairyland Supply Sox Center, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Freeport State Bank, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, Trapper's Pub and Grub, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Kensington Insurance Agency, Kramer Lumber True Value Melrose, Albany Family Dentistry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Gilliland Chevrolet, Sportsman's Den Lake Henry, Albany Chrysler Center, B&S Excavating, Pep's Pork, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Lumber Company. With the win, St. Martin is in action tonight at 7:30 against the winner of our next game. Spring Hill will move to play tomorrow at 4 o'clock, our dessert for the weekend, as Spring Hill will take on the loser of Farming and Luxembourg. For Randy Rothstein, to my right, this is Kirby Hemish. We will take a timeout. Scott Stevens has some housekeeping to get to back at the studio, a look at funeral announcements, some information and programming for you. Scheduled start time for game number two is tentatively sitting at about, 2:35?
2:35.
We'll go with that.
2:40, yep.
Scott will be in touch. Randy, I want that Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, okay?
I'm going to go get one.
Scotty, have fun, okay?